The Water Values Podcast, session 104.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resource treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGibson.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As my daughter Sarah said, I'm Dave McGimsey, and thanks so much for joining me. We've got a great show for you today. We've got Steve Baker, who's going to talk with us about spreading groundwater knowledge. He's got an outfit called Operation Unite, and he runs a program called the Know Your Water Program. It's about educating people about about their groundwater, its characteristics, and you know how you can modify behaviors in order for you to optimize your groundwater usage. So, and it's primarily from people who have wells. But it's a great, you know, Steve's a great speaker for us today. I think you'll really enjoy what he has to tell you. And before we get into the program, just a few standard housekeeping things. First off, if you've been enjoying the podcast, please consider rating and reviewing the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, whatever podcast directory you listen to the program on. Also, please consider making a donation to keep the lights on here at the Water Values Podcast. There's a little yellow donate button on thewatervalues.com. You can just click on that in denominations of whatever you see fit. So I would really appreciate your support. Thank you so much. And some other housekeeping is, I've received a number of emails over the past couple of years about the podcast, but I got one from Adrian Marzigliano, who is on a transcontinental bike ride. He's riding his bike from Santiago, Chile, all the way up to Toronto, Canada. And he emailed me while he was in Texas on the last leg of his trip. Isn't that amazing that from Texas to Toronto is the last leg of a trip? That sounds like more than I can handle just on its own. But in any event, I got a great email from him that says he started listening to the podcast about a month ago. It's an amazing source of information and inspiration for me. I'm currently on a transcontinental bicycle ride from Santiago, Chile to Toronto, Canada to support palliative care programs for cancer patients. If you get the newsletter, I put a blurb in there about it. I've linked to an interview with Adrian so you can find out more about his ride. But in any event, Adrian was very generous to provide a donation to the podcast and sent an incredibly nice email. He's looking to get into water when he's done with his bicycle ride. So I think this is Adrian's just a great guy. All right. And the last bit of housekeeping is I promised a listener that I would answer the question a little about my background and how I got interested in water. And I think for the larger version, I say you can go to the website and click on the About Me, and that kind of gives a broader version. But I first really got interested. I grew up in Olympia, Washington, and everyone says it rains out there all the time, but I do remember rain, and I remember the rivers, and I remember hiking up to Lena Lake, and I remember going up to Mount Rainier and doing all those great things out there. But I really never thought about water too much until I became a lawyer and I started practicing utility law. And then I started representing water utilities and wastewater utilities. And, I've been involved in stormwater systems. And so that's really how I started to appreciate how significant a role water plays in our society. And that's really where my interest took off in water issues. And so as I think I said in the podcast where Matt Klein interviewed me, that when we moved out to Colorado, I essentially got a new car, was able to finally plug my phone into the car so I could start listening to podcasts on the way to and from work. I looked around for a water podcast, couldn't find one, and the Water Values Podcast was born. So that's the nuts and bolts of a little about my background in terms of how I got interested in water. And so I hope that satisfies you. If you want to know more information, just send me an email and I'll try to answer it in a little more depth. But you can also check out thewatervalues.com on the About Me page for that. One more cautionary note before we get started is that when we recorded the interview with Steve, It came through only as mono. And so I did my best to try and figure out how to make it stereo. And so I think I got it to be stereo, but I think the balance might be a little off. So you may have to adjust your, if you have balance, you may have to adjust it because I think it's going to be louder in your left ear than it is in your right. So apologies for that, but that's just kind of one of the technicalities of the process that I may not fully grasp in terms of how to convert mono to stereo and get it the balance right. But in any event, apologies for that. And Steve still provides you fantastic information. I think you're really going to enjoy this podcast. So open the valves, fasten your seatbelts, and here we go. Well, Steve, welcome to the Water Values Podcast. So glad to have you on. I know it's bright and early for you out there in California. For starters, how about telling us a little about your background and how you got interested in water?
Oh, yeah. Well, Dave, it's wonderful spending this time with you. I don't know if you realize this, but I've already spent a ton of time with you listening to your other podcasts as I travel around the country myself. Hey, I got a degree in geology from Ohio State back in the 70s, and it was funny. There was one class. I had dropped a class, and I was working in the geology department as an assistant, and one of the master's degree fellows said, hey, you ought to take a hydrogeology class. I think you'd be good at it. And so I did that, and that turned out to be my best, most favorite class of all of them. So when I got out of school, came out to Colorado, lived in Denver, decided to look for a job with a water resource company, which I found. And I've been in water ever since. It's it's a great applied science. That's what I like the most about it. You actually use your geology background to make very positive changes to help all of society benefit from the qualities that we have with water in our lives.
Yeah. So how do you get from Colorado to California where you are now?
Well, you know, in the mid-80s, Colorado went through a real tough spell as far as the natural resources went, and jobs for geologists went by the wayside. Now, I had in my latter part of working with this consulting firm in Colorado, I, in a very serendipity way, I became project manager of a huge pollution problem that was being dealt with in North Glen, Colorado. It was one of these things that got into the Wall Street Journal. It was pretty big time, a civil action suit against some petroleum companies. And so my experience level, although I came in as green as you can be, I gained a ton of experience. So I ended up leaving when there was no longer really very many jobs for a geologist in Colorado, and I came to California with the intent of catapulting myself into the new regulations that California was beginning to experience at that time. So that was around 1985. And at that time, the underground storage tank regulations kicked in out here in California. The surface impoundment issues, of course, CERCLA, Superfund sites, that was big time. And it just snowballed. And so I ended up incorporating a company, Hydro Solutions of California, which I had for 29 years here in California, and was involved in a lot of pollution liabilities affecting real estate. But through that process, I also really had a strong interest in water resources, in particular the domestic resources that we see so frequently spread across our nation, those people on water wells. So that's how I got here.
Yeah. So tell me a little about what you're doing now. I mean, you kind of hinted at it with the water wells, but what are you doing these days?
Well, I started an initiative called Operation Unite. It's a hands-on type of company, and we are all about building public responsibility with the public on solving water issues. So it's 80% PR, 20% technical, but being a hydrogeologist, I focus more on water issues right now with Operation Unite. And a few years back, I actually more than that, more like 10 to 12 years back, I actually did a 10-year fractured rock aquifer study because I live in both worlds. I study groundwater, but I also live off a well. So we're up on 10 acres here in the Sierra Nevada mountains. And I did this study for 10 years where I placed data loggers in a number of different active domestic wells, analyzing it with the intent of identifying whether or not there truly are vulnerabilities up in these areas with the fractured rock aquifer type of water supply. And that has turned into a very very significant program. We named it the Know Your Water Program, and the intent of this program is to help people manage their water supplies, whether it's drought, overuse, whatever, or just normal conditions. We give people the information they need. We teach them how to use that information, and they make all the decisions. And most of the time, they make very good decisions. We're enabling them with the information they need so that they can actually do quite well in a future that has water in it still, but a lot more.